Yeah, absolutely delighted. You know, the objective of this evening was to get 2 points on the board in our first round of the phase two round robin. Thought we played well in patches. Still a few mistakes during the game. But overall, look, we missed a few goal chances in the first half as well. But overall, look, reasonably happy. We move on to next Wednesday again, the challenge that Kerry will bring us.
And of course, playing on this 4G pitch, no, very impressive setup here. Did that affect your preparation, do you think, the fact that the match was changed from a grass pitch?
No, actually, we've done a lot of our training with the inclement weather conditions, you know, on Astro. And I think it actually played to our advantage because we played good football. You know, the fast ball there suited us, you know, and the fast pitch and that. But look, it was the same for Tipperary. They've trained here a lot, you know, as well, so they'd be more familiar with the surroundings. Yeah, the markings on the pitch there with the soccer and that and the rugby were a bit of a throw-off, but we were kind of well prepared for that. We had visited the ground there during the week, you know, just to make sure we had all our ducks in a row, like, you know.
And I suppose it helped too because you played some nice football. There was a bit of a certainty about where the ball was going to go, and your handling at times was quite good.
Yeah, look, I thought we moved the ball very well. Like, when we move the ball at pace and you know, not taking plays with the ball, you know, I thought they couldn't live with us, like, you know. But, you know, I thought Buckley in centre-half back, first time in a Cork jersey in Championship, was outstanding, you know. But again, like, you know, the full-back line done well. You know, we restricted their danger men to a couple of scores, and that was probably the platform for us to prefer our victory this evening.
What was the message at halftime, having played what appeared to be a fairly strong breeze?
Yeah, look, we just said keep doing what you're doing. Like, you know, like, I think our tackle count was the highest it's been so far at halftime. We had missed 3 goal scoring opportunities, but we just keep doing what we're doing, do the simple things right well, and let's move that ball fast. And if the ball has been moved fast and we can execute the skills, you know, we're a tough team to beat.
Our Tipperary brought it down to 4, but the response was excellent, 3 in a row.
Yeah, look, we just stuck to the plan. Everyone knows they have a job, and everyone stuck to the plan and the process. And I think we saw the game out well in the last 10 minutes. And I think the lads' ball management was very good in the second half. They minded the ball well. You know, didn't get carried away doing any stupid things, even though there might have been a few long kicks over the sideline or whatever. But look, the conditions were tough as well at times during that second half, like, you know.
And it's Kerry now next Wednesday night, below in Parker Cave, pitches in good order. That'll take everything up a notch for both sides.
Yeah, look, the Kerry are a top side, and they'll fancy themselves to go all the way, like, you know. But look, we're a good outfit. Our lads will be familiar with them and vice versa. But look, one thing about this level, it's a game of inches. Every game is a game of inches, and especially with the top teams. And look, hopefully we look forward to a good game next week.
And finally, Ray, the format was changed this year. I mean, we had a lot of complaints last year. Cork had played 2 games in the week and they're out. The format obviously is one that you're happy with.
Yeah, it's a step forward, in my view, that the provincials will at some stage down the road, whether it be 5 or 10 years, will be maybe done away with, just to give the so-called weaker counties a better chance. But I think it's a much better system than it was last year. You know, you're guaranteed 3 games, and if you're good enough then in those 3 games, you go to a Munster final. But our pure focus now is next Wednesday against Kerry. You know, we've another job in our hands next Wednesday.